Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We are going to empower you because that's what we do here on Herb Talk Live. So glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about some, this is ancient manuscript that folks in the UK discovered going back 2,000 years. What did the folks back there know that we don't know about health? They are poring over that thing and they hope to discover some secrets. Well, we're going to talk about it. And also, we have constipation on our list, as well as maybe a cancer topic or two. So we got things to talk with you about, all empowering things, as we often say here on the show. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. We lift them up in prayer all the time. And all of America, I pray for righteous leadership to be restored in America. You know, I seek the Lord's face every day. I ask for truth and justice and plead for righteous men of valor to be restored in this land, you know, with wisdom and knowledge and, you know, honorable things, moral things, truthful righteousness, right? That's what I pray for, because, you know, without that, what do we have? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I think we need to return to the basics. I think we need to return to God's laws, and hopefully if we all just seek the Lord's face and mind the time, God's will be done. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have in the Quacker health insurance? Big premium hike, apparently, under the Obamacare plans for next year, 2016. Apparently, dozens of health insurance providers are going to be selling plans under Obamacare under a hefty premium increase, according to the White House. Yeah. The insurers have cited higher than expected care costs from customers they gained under the Affordable Care Act coverage expansion and the rising cost of prescription drugs and other expenses for the reason for their increase, which, by the way, is a double-digit percentage increase. So among the market leaders, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina is seeking about 26% premium increase. Their plans in Illinois and Florida, those states, they're going to be asking for 20% more. Pennsylvania Highmark Health Insurance Company is asking 30% more. So consumers should start learning how these rates may change for their specific plan by early October, okay, because that'll give you a couple of weeks to shop before you have to find out what you're doing by the 15th of November, when people usually sign up for their coverage. So, yeah, Obamacare costing us more, not less, as we all predicted and knew, right? What else we got in the quack report? Biotoxins. Let's see. This is BT toxin-engineered GM corn, new study. Let's see. This transgenic corn is losing its ability, according to some research, to ward off pests. Researchers from North Carolina State University and Clemson University found that the crop pest corn earworm no longer responds to the BT toxin in the GM corn, rendering the GM corn with the pesticides built in useless. So the corn earworm, long been a pest, attacks not only corn but other crops like tomatoes and cotton, beans, alfalfa, and tobacco. And once that pest gets hold of a crop, it pretty much eats it, kernel and all, unsalable. You know, it's gone. So their work is being published in the Journal of Environmental Entomology. Researchers from these two schools checked multiple crop sites in both North and South Carolina over the course of 2 years. And the last time they found that the BT toxin in GM corn was of any benefit was in 1990, when it was first released to the market. Looks like the little earworm is, you know, like immune. What do you think? So BT corn no longer effective as a GMO targeting corn for earworms pest. I guess they're resistant. Evolved. What else we got in the quack report? Oh, this is kind of interesting. There's a new gadget, and it has an app. Of course it does. It's a mood changer. It's wearable. It zaps your brain. And it's controlled by your phone, an app on your phone. Apparently, people in the UK especially, the Queen says no more substance abuse and nothing that can, you know, change. Any human consumption that produces a psycho active effect is banned. Okay, so now they've come out with something electrical instead. Okay, so they're changing, I guess, something they smoke for something they zap their heads with here with their phones. It's just been released. It's a headset, and they say it either you can set it to either wake you up or calm you down. It manipulates your brain mood with electricity. So the cost of the headset's like $299. And it provides calm or energy on demand using some neuro-signaling
activation. It activates the nerves, changes your mood, state of mind. It's called the thymic, and it looks like a small white plastic triangle, and you just place it on your forehead. And it just wirelessly gives you some vibes, formulates some zaps, if you will, to wake you up or calm you down. The whole thing is controlled by your phone. Your zapping will last about an hour, but the effects are, you know, longer than that. So the thymic works by manipulating electrical energy rather than material substance abuse that the Queen has disallowed. So, yeah, there's a will, there's a way, right? Last but not least in the Quack Report, whooping cough is in the news again. A whooping cough on the rise in the United States. They say it's, well, it's, people are arguing. Some people say it's really not due to fewer people being vaccinated. It's due to the decreased effectiveness of the vaccine. According to a study that was conducted by researchers from Monash University in Melbourne, Australia, their results are published in the Journal of Polos Computationary Biology. It was appeared in April. So they say whooping cough, also known as pertussis, it's, of course, named after that distinctive gasping, whooping noise when patients have inhaled air to have this coughing fit. So health experts have raised concerns that whooping cough cases are on the rise. Between 1965 to 2002, we had about an average of 10,000 cases per year in the U.S. In recent years, that number has gone between 29,000 per year, as high as 48,000 in 2012. And they think it has something to do with them reformulating the vaccine in 1990-91, something like that. They changed it because the old one had severe reactions people didn't like. So there you go. But, you know, I say have no fear because God's herbs are here. I didn't mean to rhyme. I didn't. But thyme herb has some elements in there, some antibacterial elements for the whooping cough pathogen. So it just kind of just cleanses that away and helps you breathe easier and calms the coughing down. So you can check out thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, and see what you could do with that. Of course, I love the stuff. If you're looking for the thyme, tea, and tincture, check out thepowerherbs.com. And cough no more. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Alrighty. We're going to be talking about this ancient manuscript. And I like its title. It's called Simple Drugs. Don't you love the ancients? They just get right down to it. You know? They had no time to waste, right? All right. The University of Manchester in England has made a unique find in what they thought was a 1,000-year-old book, right? 1,000-year-old book. That's pretty significant. That's pretty cool. But what they had was something older. It appeared that this Syrian hymnal, this 1,000-year-old Syrian hymnal, was not exactly what it appeared to be. As the team pieced together this ancient book using modern technology, they discovered the book's pages had been reused, and there was an even older text beneath the animal hide pages. So imagine their surprise to find that the original author of this book is none other than the Roman physician and philosopher Galen. So underneath the top pages was this ancient medical text with instructions on mixing herbs for making medicines, you know, compounding your drugs. So let's see what the ancients had to teach us, okay? First, a little history on Galen. His name, when you translate it from the Greek, means calm. I guess he doesn't need one of those little thyroid devices to zap his brain. He was already calm. So he was a wealthy physician, and he died around the year 200 AD, and Galen was a kind of a forward-thinking physician of his day, and he believed in the relationship of diet and exercise and hygiene and positive thought to preserve good health. And he was a physician for a time for the Roman gladiators, where he gained a lot of knowledge in the areas of trauma and surgery treatments. And it said that while he was, you know, at his post as the gladiator's physician, that he only lost 5 men. So Galen studied Hippocrates, and he excelled at human anatomy. And he often was in trouble with Roman law, which prohibited dissecting of human remains, at which point, you know, he was forced to study animal anatomy. So he wasn't able to take cadavers and do his research. He would get into big trouble when he did that. So he learned the art, get this, of resuscitating by inflating the lungs of a primate. So he could do CPR. He could do all kinds of things respiratory-wise. And he was very interested in the circulatory system, and he was noted for recognizing the difference in venous dark blood and arterial bright blood. You know, nobody seemed to notice that before. And he went on to study the nervous and respiratory systems, and his work did include trial and error, and some of his theories were incorrect. But he was the first physician to note the muscular system had muscles that were agonistic and antagonistic, you know, sort of a muscle chain which influences the strengthening and lengthening or bulking of the muscle. So interestingly, Galen was the originator of cataract surgery. I didn't know that. I was like floored. So similar cataract surgeries are still being performed today. So he kind of like, you know, laid the groundwork for that. All right, so let's look at how they digitized drug book. How did they find everything? Well, the researchers used digitized technology to uncover the writings of Galen, and Galen lived between 129 AD to 200 AD. So on the ancient animal skin pages, there was a copy title beneath called On the Mixtures and Powers of Simple Drugs. Of course, the researchers are just calling this title Simple Drugs for short. So experts are hoping that the writing, when it's translated, will offer new insights for medicinal medical science, and from the ancient kingdoms of Greece, Rome, and the Middle East. So the ongoing research on this book has been called a palimpsest, and it's an ancient form of recycling books, which, you know, in the ancient world was kind of common to write over old manuscripts. So in this case, Galen's medical text was covered by a Syrian scribe about 1000 AD. So what the Syrians did is to gently scrape away Galen's handwriting, well, their form of whiteout, and then they wrote Syrian hems on the parchment instead. So the university used digital photography with different lights and a computer algorithm to help lift Galen's words off the parchment to bring his work back to life. And what Galen wrote about in his book, Simple Drugs, was a summation of the ancient medicines. So it included compounding plant-based medicines, it included patient care, and various procedures. So his writings listed and described plants and roots in detail, such as, you know, listing which plants you would use to cure a sore throat or flatulence or infertility in men. So his work in Simple Drugs was translated into Syriac, which is an ancient form of Aramaic used in the Middle East. And the researchers think that the text was translated by a Syriac physician and priest. And this one text, they discovered, is only one of a set of 11 books by Galen. Wow. So they think that it was Galen's writing that, in effect, created a bridge for the medical knowledge to move from the ancient Rome and Greece areas to the Islamic world. So the restoration of his book, Simple Drugs, will take several years, and they think it'll cost about $1.5 million, and that money's been granted to them by the UK's Art and Humanities Research Council. And the team has already tracked down 5 missing pages from this book in various countries located in museums and in private collections. Wow. Talk about, you know, super sleuth. So how accurate will these translations be? Well, the university team speculates that once the text is restored, that the writings of Galen may have gone through multiple translations in which changes occur. So ancient scribes tend to remove parts, thought to be unimportant, or add information based on new knowledge. So they hope to compare the original Galen palimpsest recycled book of simple drugs to the British Syriac copy, and the differences will offer insights and reveal how ancient world treated patients and, you know, track how Galen's knowledge traveled across Europe to the Middle East. So, you know, this is really kind of almost like the foundations of medicine almost, really. Some researchers find Galen's work to be unscientific, even barbaric. But, of course, it's easy to say that now with regard to modern technology at medicine's fingertips. But Galen's work today may seem crude, but it was the height of medical science during its infancy 2,000 years ago. However, scientific medicine had to start somewhere, and it usually starts with, you know, a philosophy and a hypothesis, and then trial and error follow. And, you know, this is how we learn. This is how we gain knowledge. And it could be said 1,000 years from now that medical procedures of the 21st century were unsophisticated, insane, and deadly. Now, one thing's for certain, scientific standards come with risk. Let me read you a quote from one of the researchers at University of Manchester, Dr. Poorman. He says it's likely to be a central text once it's fully deciphered and restored. And he says we might discover things we really can't dream of yet. So it's almost like, you know, we're coming like full circle. It's interesting that modern medicine would be interested in what secrets await in Galen's text. Similar to an archaeologist searching for secrets to an ancient civilization. Obviously, the ancient world has secrets. And ancient really doesn't mean obsolete. Experts are still debating over how the pyramids were built and how Egyptians made colored glass and simulated gems thousands of years before the concept was developed. So if the ancient world could have unsafe medicine and treatments, so can our modern world. So just because we consider ourselves current, modern, and educated doesn't mean we know more than the ancients. So we can learn from them. We can learn from their discovery and from their mistakes. And I think a lot of what Galen wrote about is timeless. Anyway, one thing I've learned working with herbs is that they are really timeless. They worked 2,000 years ago, and they work today. So I think Galen contributed greatly to modern medicine with regard to anatomy and trauma, and I think he made significant contributions to the knowledge of compounding plants into medicine. And certainly there have been improvements in both areas since his writing, but Galen and others helped launch these discoveries. So kind of like a mother bird kicking her chick out of the nest to learn to fly, Galen likewise helped to jumpstart scientific medicine. So I think his book title, Simple Drugs, I like it. Using herbs to help the body regenerate, heal itself, can often be very simple, easy, and it produces lasting results. So here in our modern age, we've kind of come full circle, you know, starting with plants and roots, evolving to pharmaceutical drugs made from synthetics and then vaccines, and now we return to using plants and roots. So with that said, the ancients have a lot to teach us. And if you would like to learn more about how you can rebalance your system, boost immune system, remove pharmaceutical residues, well, then call Apothecary Herbs. So if you're tired of having your disease managed and you're tired of being a patient for life, well, call the experts. Call Apothecary Herbs. Learn how to reverse all that. 866-229-3663. Give them a call. 866-229-3663. 229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit them on the web, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And you can get there, typing in herbtalklive.com, of course. And they do have their Father's Day special going on now through the 15th. So you don't have to be a father to take advantage of the sale, but it's the discount code's on their website. It's DAD15, and orders minimum orders $50, but you'll save 20%. So if you've been thinking about cleansing or immune boosting or you know, just toning everything up, then you know, try it out with the discount and see how powerful you can be. So the code's on the website, DAD15. You can use that over the phone or in a mail-in order, and that is good now through the 15th. So you can take advantage of that. Also, if you're on their website, don't forget, sign up for their online newsletters. Free, go out each and every week. Lots of empowering information there. Knowledge is power, as you know. And, of course, the American Survival goes out on Tuesday. That's one of the newsletters, and you'll get health information, financial information, and things of that nature that, you know, empower you. And then if you're just interested in natural healing, therapies, and things, then the Health Quest newsletter goes out on Friday. And so those are both free. You can sign up online. It is an email-delivered newsletter. I'm sorry it's not a hard copy. Got to make that clear. So, yeah, you got to have email. Yes, you do. Or know somebody that does. And they'll print it off and send it to you, I guess. All right, we got some time. Ooh, yeah, we got a few minutes just before we have to go to commercial break. We're going to be talking about some constipating issues here. Seems to be a problem. Older we get, you know, it's understandable. That's what we hear from our doctors. You know, you're getting older. So, you know, these things happen. But that's hogwash. Same thing with, you know, expecting to have prostate problems or eyesight vision issues, you know, macular degeneration, cataracts and things. You know, it's not true. We're not supposed to have these as we get older. So there's always a way to deal with these. And I truly believe the natural way is the gentler way. The body accepts it better. And it has lasting results. So we're going to talk about things that tend to constipate you, and specifically medications. There are some medications that can just plug up your muffler in a skinny minute, and then all of a sudden you're at the doctor's office, and you're either taking over-the-counter stuff to counteract that, or they're giving you another drug. Goodness. So, well, there's a new class of constipation drugs, though, on the market, supposedly to help relieve the symptoms of constipation. And according to some reports, 28% of Americans suffer from chronic constipation, and they spend over $2.5 million at the doctor's office each year. That's a lot of money. So what could be the cause of constipation? You know, the elimination channel is not working. Why not? And what are the risks of just treating such a symptom with a drug instead of, you know, getting at the cause of the problem? So we're going to take a look at this. Oh, yeah. Plumbing problems are significant, whether they're in your home or in your body. You know, got to take care of it. Can't put that off. Absolutely not. Elimination channels, very important. Very important. I've always said the bowel's the most important organ of the body. I know, that's kind of disappointing to some people, but that's what it is. So, did I hear music from my engineer? I guess I did. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
stepping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about things that can constipate us. You know, more people are experiencing a lot of digestive disorders. The elimination process is affected. People complain of infrequent, you know, bowel movements or difficulty moving, or even diarrhea. So one end of the spectrum to the other. That is really when, if you have both going on, you flip-flop back and forth from diarrhea to constipation, it's really a problem. and it can be extreme. And it's called irritable bowel syndrome, according to modern medicine. So what is constipation? Well, the medical experts define constipation as having fewer than three bowel movements per week. And this is a revealing statement. So it indicates that if someone has a bowel movement every 3 days or three times per day, they are clinically defined as not constipated, when in fact they are. So if you're having three bowel movements per week, not per day, but three bowel movements per week or every 3 days, medicine says you're not constipated, but you really are. Patients suffer from a lot of bloating and pain and urgency and feelings of incomplete evacuation. And these symptoms often occur in clusters and vary in type and severity over time. So medicine has really not been able to tie the condition to any biological markers through their testing. So the condition cannot be explained by a structural or biochemical disorder. So medicine simply attempts to lessen your symptoms. And psychological symptoms may be an underlying condition for physical mechanisms not working. Some prescription drugs and over-the-counter meds can actually slow the bowel transit time too. And these would be like things like your pain medications or antidepressants or any spasmodic drugs. They tend to put your bowel muscle to sleep, basically. So let's talk about normal bowel function. What is normal? People have different ideas what normal is. Evacuation of the stool is the main job of the bowel. And if a person is eating, then the bowel must evacuate. And when this doesn't happen on a daily basis and more than once a day, then the bowel gets backed up. It's not functioning normally. Normal bowel function is having a bowel movement for each meal that you eat. So if you eat three times a day, optimum-wise, we're supposed to have a bowel movement three times a day, not three times a week. And I've learned it's usually diet-related. If it's not the medicines you're on, it's what you're eating that's causing the bowel to be sluggish and not move adequately. Let's look at some of the statistics. The low estimate is, well, that 19% of Americans have bowel malfunction, and it can be as high as 28%. So more women than men seem to be plagued by this problem. So constipation seems to get worse as you get older, according to medicine. People over 65 tend to have constipation, and just treating the symptoms is not going to make things go away. It gets worse. Now, notice over 65. What do people over 55 have? Well, most people over 55 on average are taking not one drug, not two drug, but five. So depending on what they're taking and depending on what they're eating can be the real cause of constipation. Let's look at some of the risks. There are significant risks for not getting the bowel to rebalance and work the way it should. Chronic constipation will reduce the quality of life by producing bowel impaction, incontinence, perforated bowel, appendicitis, or a leaky gut. These are all the risks you take. So the longer the stool is allowed to remain in the body, there's an opportunity for toxins in the stool to be reabsorbed or to, you know, leak out of the colon through the colon tissue and affect surrounding tissues such as prostate, uterus, kidneys, back muscles, and the sciatic nerve. So cancer is also a concern, where you get this putrid toxin that is concentrated in the body for extended periods of time. So patients seeking medical help from doctors spend about $3,000 per year. And there are conditions which can cause malfunction of the bowels. Well, can also cause you neurological conditions. You know, a lot of people, because they're so constipated, they get brain fog, or they have a neurological symptom like MS or Parkinson's. You know, it's not uncommon to see that. Got to connect the dots. So the major causes of constipation really is lifestyle. It's not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables, not getting enough regular exercise. So age, drugs, pregnancy, surgery, disease, stress, and emotional issues can affect and upset the bowel function. And we need to add also modern society to this list because, you know, people are stressed out. But, you know, there's a lot of times you're allergic to a food you're eating, too, that can really make an imbalance happen. For me, it was too much red meat and dairy products. That will slow my bowel down so bad and make you tired, lethargic, kind of make you foggy-headed. So, all right, so John Kellogg says this, the more advanced the nation, the more cases of constipation. Yeah, the western part of the planet seems to have more people constipated than any place else. Dr. John Kellogg studied this. He studied bowel malfunction from Asia to Africa, and he also discovered that nations which had people in physical motion and eating healthy plants had better or normal bowel function and elimination. So Dr. Kellogg stated that for every meal that you eat, your bowel should eliminate approximately 30 minutes afterward. He also witnessed that when people from these areas of the world where they get introduced to the Western diet, they begin to experience sluggish bowel function and constipation. So Dr. Kellogg also studied the walk of an unconstipated person and a constipated one. There's a difference in the way they walk. Okay, so Dr. Kellogg watched Asians and Africans, and he compared their walk. And he said, and he also compared Europeans. He evaluated them too. So he says, Europeans tend to only go to the bathroom and have a bowel movement a few times per week. And he documented that there was a distinct change in the gait or the walk of someone who was constipated. The unconstipated native, you know, very physically active, eats a lot of plants, would have a very fluid or smooth stride to their walk, whereas Europeans have a very stiff, jarring stride to their walk. It was revealed that during the war, guerrilla fighters noticed the difference in the walk of the enemy, and they used that to their advantage. They would spot the soldiers that were their enemies that way. So Western society believes their doctor, and, you know, they think it's normal to have elimination like this, only go a few times a week instead of several times a day. And this is why Western society has a lot of bowel disease by the time they're 50. Okay, so the same could be said for many Western diseases like hypertension, diabetes, erectile dysfunction, and so forth. So our medical doctors describe this malfunction as being average. What? It's not being average. It's being below average. That's not how the body's supposed to function, but it's average to them. Well, it is because it brings in a lot of moolah for their practice. Makes you feel better. Trust the doctor. Okay, I'll take this drug right here. He said I'm average. I'm okay. I'm relatively healthy. Oh, Lord. America relies on coffee every morning to move their bowel. Goodness, if there was ever an embargo on coffee in this nation, can you imagine? If there was a coffee bean blight of some kind, or, God forbid, coffee was outlawed. You know, maybe by executive order. I don't know. About 88 million Americans would be constipated overnight. Oh. All right, let's talk about this. Let's get serious here. We have many slang terms describing a person who is constipated, but in biblical times, people recognized that constipation affected the mind. So people who are constipated are often crabby, out of sorts. Mm-hmm. So if the constipation is chronic, it can actually encourage depression and symptoms similar to Alzheimer's, dementia. So thousands of folks are put on a lot of toxic drugs for these conditions when, in fact, they probably could just use a crap and a nap. Sorry, that was too crude. But hey, an ill-functioning bowel allows toxins to affect the brain, the neurotransmitters. People become nervous, tense, anxious, exhibit rigid personalities along with a stiff walk, according to Dr. Kellogg. All right, let's look at this new drug. I mentioned a new drug, remember. The new drug doctors are using to lessen constipation is called Linez. A well-known side effect of this drug is diarrhea, which can be very severe. This drug cannot be prescribed for minors, and it is an oral medication designed to move the bowel, but it's not identified as a laxative. So other side effects are gas, severe abdominal pain, swelling, feeling of pressure or fullness of the abdomen, distension, bloody stools or black stools, which would signal liver damage. So this drug does not address the cause of your constipation. It would only produce worse symptoms. Well, it destroys your liver. Nope. Constipation's not the worst of your problems, patient so-and-so. Now we have to put you on a organ transplant list. Let's just focus on that for now. Well, in most cases, constipated people are not active enough. They're not eating correctly, or they're allergic to something in the diet. So things are not going to change unless some changes are made. So lifestyle is the key to a healthy bowel and overall health, and you have that power. It's in your hands. It's not in your doctor's hands. It's not in the nurse's hands. It's not in the Obamacare plant hands. It's in yours. Using laxatives only promote more constipation because the colon is prohibited from functioning by itself. It becomes even lazier. It's sort of like, you know, putting your bowel on food stamps. Why should I have to go out and work for food when you just give me food stamps? Laxatives, same thing. So there's a way to use herbs to move the bowel, but tone and strengthen a muscle without making it lazy, okay? So there are people who are really dependent on laxatives, too. Goodness. Have you seen them? Well, they are just, like, hooked on laxatives, just like, you know, I guess popping candy. Oh, my engineer is asking, how much does high dehydration have to do with constipation? It has a lot to do with it because the bowel uses a lot of water to function normally. So if, again, here's the diet. If you're drinking a lot of dehydrating fluids like caffeine beverages like coffee and tea and soda and so forth or alcohol, it's going to have an impact. So hydrate, water, water, water. But getting back to this laxative thing, what they do is the bowel muscle has to work. It has to be a muscle. It has to flex its muscle, or it's going to be, you know, atrophy. Lifestyle changes should be made as well as, you know, including more raw foods into the diet. Raw fruits and vegetables tend to sweep the bowel. And what they do is they also press on the colon wall, stimulating the nerve endings inside the colon. And that stimulates the muscle to move and to move out to the stool. So for those with non-active nerve endings, you know, they tend to get deadened when they have chronic constipation and they can't move on by themselves. So if you're looking for a non-addictive way to move the bowel, if you get in a pickle, then you want to check out some herbs to do that, and you'll find them in a product called Bowel Cleanse A formula, just A for apple, and it's in a capsule form, and you just take it after dinner, and it works all night, so in the morning you should be able to, you know, have that exciting moment without your coffee, and just work with that, and watch the diet, and you're able to get this back into normal limits and control it yourself without a lot of drugs, and without a lot of doctor bills, too. So for about $36, you can tone up that bowel muscle. And, of course, it's not going to cost you anything to adjust your diet with more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and things like that. And get off the white flour. Really does impact the bowel. White flour is going to get sticky and hard, and you can get a bowel casing. And a bowel casing is all fecal matter that kind of just sticks like plaster to the colon wall. So if you do embark on a bowel cleanse, which I believe is what I would do if I was you, that will remove that casing. And therefore, your bowel will be able to absorb more nutrition, and you won't overeat and have to eat so much in volume. So a lot of people find they lose weight when they do cleanses of the bowel and do it properly. And when you do your cleanse, you're also going to remove over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues and radioactive particles and heavy metals and get rid of the bloating and the gas. Now, if you tend to have real issues, excessive issues with bloating and gas, you can use fennel seed. Fennel seed is very good for that. If you tend to still be, you know, like an overeater at meals, you can use gentian root. That'll stop that. And improve digestion. The enzymes in the digestion's improved. It just makes it a smoother process. So you've got some digestive herbs. You can find them at thepowerherbs.com. And you can call for a free product catalog and just empower yourself. Forget about the scopes and the probes and all that stuff. You got God's good herbs here. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or go to thepowerherbs.com. All righty, we got a few minutes. We might have to postpone our cancer topic once again because I did that last time, didn't I? Shame on me. Well, we'll have to include that Thursday. A lot of stuff that can't just do it halfway. No. So we're going to save that for next time. So we got something here. We're going to talk about some pure proteins that you can get into your diet and really take advantage of them. And I like them because they're easy on the digestion. They give you lots of zip and energy. Average protein requirement for most people is about 50 grams. So when protein is referred to, what do we think of? Well, we think of animal foods as protein sources. We think of steak. 4 ounces of steak, it's about 40 grams of protein. Fish, about 40 grams. Chicken, about 30. So without protein, our body will convert muscle as a vital energy source, and that's not good. Lose muscle. So without protein, your body can't make thyroid hormones or insulin to balance your metabolism. So protein's important, and we have to get an adequate amount of it because protein has a lot to do with nearly every part of the body, muscles, blood, skin, hair, nails, heart, brain. So protein's important, but is there a really superior form of protein out there? Well, there is a food source which can provide 50% protein without the unhealthy effects of animal foods. It's called chlorella. It's easy on the digestive system. It's absorbed right away, converts to amino acids, and it feeds all the cells a lot of energy. And this is really evident when you're measuring a special amount of protein, a compound. It encourages growth. It encourages repair of your cells. So it has a lot of benefits. So when children are given food sources such as chlorella, they have they get more benefits in dental. They have stronger teeth. They have less tooth decay. It helps to replenish a lot of the dentin, strengthens the jawbone as well in their developmental stages. So chlorella for kids is really great. Now, concentration of plant proteins, when they test them, they test their DNA and their RNA, and they found that when they did those tests to find out why children do so well with chlorella, it helps children to grow to more of a developed size, according to research. So they also noticed they have higher IQs, and they're able to resist illnesses better. So if you live in a very cold climate, chlorella is going to help you out, because in 1970, there was this Japanese study. They tested chlorella with the Marine Defense Fleet. They had some naval trainees, and they were taking only 2 grams of chlorella each day for 3 months, and it helped them to resist viruses and unwanted weight changes. Another study done by the Japanese at the University Medical College showed that the chlorella heals wounds in half the time, which are resistant to conventional treatments like antibiotics. So this is especially important for diabetics who usually have, you know, difficulty healing wounds because their blood is so full of sugar toxins that heal resist healing and you get an ulcer. Now, just think of the healing possibilities of resolving peptic ulcers or gastritis or duodenal ulcers. So world governments and scientists, hey, they've been studying chlorella for years. The U.S. space program used it. It has oxygen benefits, according to them. Fortunately, we don't have to be strapped to a rocket and be hurled into outer space to tap into the health benefits of chlorella. But in 1981, Dr. Benjamin Frank did some extensive research on this plant food, and he gave it to his patients, and they were able to reverse degenerative diseases like arthritis, emphysema, heart disease, vision problems, and memory loss and depression. So if you tend to have the COPD, if you have macular degeneration and so forth, if you have excessive depression, you may be able to just, you know, get out from underneath all that drug management program stuff and get some chlorella. It's amazing what the body can accomplish when you just have a pure protein energy source to feed it. The body's designed to regenerate and heal itself. If we just get out of the way, give it what it needs, hey, there it is. Now, the research done on chlorella in the 40s and 50s also said that it is a natural antibiotic. So the rich trace minerals, the antioxidant photonutrients, and the carotenoid saponins in chlorella offer you some natural antibiotic protection without side effects. So when the body is under a lot of stress, it's weakened, the chlorella antioxidant properties with its vitamin and mineral nutrients, including vitamin C and E, will increase the body's ability to handle the stress and remove hindering toxins. Zinc is also in your chlorella, which is also great for your immune system and also, you know, sexual support and also to help the diabetics with insulin receptors. So chlorella is pretty amazing. Now, what happens when you get a lot of debris and toxins and waste material and it builds up and you don't dispose of it? Well, you know, disease can result in the body. So the benefit of chlorella, it helps the body detoxify and it promotes more of a longevity for the cells. So chlorella has this built-in sanitation engineer, if you will, and it helps cleanse the entire system. So the chlorophyll that you find in food will purify your blood and help more oxygen get around the body more effectively. So if mold is your problem, chlorella is perfect for, it's an ally to help your body fight and remove a lot of industrial pollutants and mold and things that may be bothering you. So if you need extra protection, if you're exposed to a lot of pollutants, you'll love chlorophyll. It has a natural magnesium in it. It will support the central nervous system and your brain and protect you from a lot of accumulated toxins. So the added benefit, too, if there's not already a bunch of them here, the nucleus cell DNA, it helps your DNA resist pathogens better. So it really does strengthen your cell walls. It's essential at protecting you from cell mutation, GM foods, vaccines, cancer, and that kind of thing. So I love chlorella. If you're looking for a pure source, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. It's in their product called Body Foundation Food Mix. They also have a product called, I think it's Pure Energy. You can check that out online and see the chlorella in both of those products. Excellent stuff. Check it out at thepowerherbs.com or just simply give them a call. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Don't forget, take advantage of the 20% off Father's Day DAD15 code in your cart or mention it when you call. Savings. There you go. I'm out of time. We'll be back Thursday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.